Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon is walked intentionally. Carl Scheib now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks pinch hits for Carl Scheib. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.